You ever see somebody famous? Do you run up to them, take a picture, say hi? Or do you just like, you know what, leave them alone. I don't want to bother them. Sam, over the weekend, ironically, you saw Max Pacioretty yesterday morning in Montreal with your girlfriend, Josie. And
mere hours before his trade was announced.
You haven't heard, he has been traded to Las Vegas. And you told your girlfriend, leave him alone. She wanted to take the picture, but you encouraged her not to do it.
The guy was outside. He was just sipping on a smoothie alone. Like, there was nobody in sight. It was like one of those weird omens, you know?
Was he on his phone or just sitting there?
Just sitting there.
Like a psycho.
like who does that nowadays?
Who just sits there? Okay, sorry.
Look, for me, I don't want to miss an opportunity. Because you say to yourself, am I ever going to see this person ever again?
Right.
One time I was at the go-karting in Hochelaga, Maisonneuve, a while ago, and saw LL Cool J standing right there. And we were freaking out. Me and my friends were like, no, that can't be him. That can't be him. Walked up to him, gave him my scorecard to sign, signed it. And then as he was signing it, I didn't like the awkward silence.
Right.
And I'm like, the girls in your video are really, really hot, man.
Oh. Oh my God.
He looks at me, gives me that look, and just gives me back the paper, and then I regretted it.
Gross.
It was
you see, that's what happens when you go up to celebrities and you think of something clever to say. That comes out, you know?
I cannot think of a time where I randomly saw a celebrity, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, for work, I've interviewed tons of people. You see them all the time. Mm-hmm. And in that situation, you got to be cool because your boss is going to be like, you're fired if you can't like keep it together. Like, be cool, right? So you have to be. But as far as when I'm out, I feel like I'm always people watching, but I'm like thinking about different things than like who that is. We were at a gala for F1 at the Ritz, and Vinny's like, that's Max Pacioretty. I'm freaking out. I don't know that I would have ever, I know who he is. I know what his face looks like, but I don't know that I ever would have looked at him and been like, oh, look, it's Max Pacioretty. I don't know that my brain is like working that way.
Just being in that moment is special enough for me. It's like being at a zoo. You know, you can look without touching. You know, it's like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's a really cool specimen. You know?
They must feel
but
people.
Like, leave it at that.
But they must feel people looking at them, though. Like, they know their face.
Absolutely.
And do they want that attention? I mean, is it a shot to the ego if they walk through a mall and like no one says anything?
I think
to
so.
Them?
Yes, I'd say they'd start second guessing themselves. I really do. Uh-huh. That's why I think it's just like, I think the perfect answer is just like a hey, how are you doing? I've had a couple of awkward moments. One with AJ from Backstreet Boys I interviewed him.
I remember that. You told me that one.
He told me he liked my hair, and I said, I knew you were going to say that. And he's like, okay. Have a good day.
Dead end conversations.
But I'm always people watching, so I feel like a celebrity could walk right by me, like on St. Catherine, and I'd be like, oh, look at that girl's shoes. I wonder where she got them. Like thinking about something completely different. Mm-hmm.
Text here at 99.25. Whoopi Goldberg was standing outside of her studio on a side street downtown New York having a smoke. She was with a few others talking. I just walked by. Seemed like an intrusion if you stopped. So she didn't want to bother Whoopi Goldberg. And I'm sure people walk up to her all the time.
For sure. It's tough because people, and I think they're used to it. People feel like they know you, right? Like people feel like they know that person. So you sometimes forget like, okay, I'm just another human being, but I know everything about Whoopi Goldberg. She talks to me every day when I watch The View.
Sam, don't people stop you in the streets all the time?
Actually, Max Pacioretty, I think, lifts his head. He goes, is that Stuntman Sam? I'm like, please, no autographs right now.
He is going to miss listening to Are You Smarter Than Sam? Because you know he listens every day.
I think
day,
he
right?
is.
It was basically a stand-up that we had between us.
Two celebrities meeting at a butcher shop.